This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, an exclusive program on WUKY where we talk with the top administrators of area communities. And today we're sitting down and having a chat with Nicholasville Mayor Russ Meyer. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate you all having me here. It's good to be back on campus. I haven't been this far into campus for about 22 years, so it's great to be here on UK's campus.
And obviously some things have changed around the UK campus since the last time you graced the grounds.
Absolutely. It gets better and better over here. They make improvements every year, and it's been fun to watch, you know, from the outskirts. And it's nice to be on campus, and it really is a great feeling to be back here. It's a special place, I enjoyed my four or let's say 5 years here. thank you for having me again.
And now you're the mayor of Nicholasville. And, you know, we've heard about a ballot initiative coming up in November where residents are going to be asked whether or not they want to change their form of government. So what kind of government do they have now, and what is the proposed change?
Well, what we have now is we have a commission form of government. And a commission form of government is probably in the minority of where city governments are. There's a lot of council form of governments, which what is proposed. And, you know, a lot of smaller cities have council form of government. It's a traditional form of government that, you know, from the past where, you know, you have a council member that represents a certain area. And that's the way it is here in Fayette. LFUCG has the council form of government. Commission form of government, your commissioners, we have four commissioners, and they are elected as a whole by all the people. So when you go in to vote as a voter, you can vote for up to four commissioners. You know, if there's, you know, eight on the ballot in the fall, or there could be six, there could be seven, you can vote for up to four people. With the council form of government, you would just go in and vote for one.
And they would be broken up into districts like they are in Lexington.
And they would be broken up into districts. And, you know, I feel like the commission form of government, we're all working for everyone in the community. And we have to answer to everyone in the community, per se. And which in a round, not a roundabout way, in a direct way, we're all having to work together for the common cause. Our board is working together for the common cause of all the people, which is, I feel like, a great thing.
So if I read you right, then your preference would be to keep it the way it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've done great things over the years, and, you know, I've got a lot of great things going over the last 5-6 years, and, you know, I think we can continue that, you know, in the future. And, you know, I don't know where there's an issue with the commission form of government and what's going on now, but, you know, we've been able to work together not only amongst ourselves but with our county government, too. We have had a great relationship with the county government. We have a lot of interlocal agreements that, you know, we work together on different projects on, and that has served the people in Jessamine County well, not only in our city limits, but that served the people all over the county well. So,
how would you describe the current relational climate between Nicholasville and Lexington?
It's been really good, and I think, you know, I came in when Jim Newberry came in, and I think Jim Newberry fostered a regional approach, and that went over real well. He did a great job with that. And, you know, he brought a lot of the surrounding counties/cities in our bluegrass region together. And, you know, Mayor Gray obviously has done a great job with that, too. And we've been tickled to work with Mayor Jim Gray. He's a forward thinker, and he's ahead of the game, and it's been fun to watch on my end.
Can you give us a clue as to the kind of projects that you are working together with Lexington on right now?
Well, right now, one of our biggest regional projects is the I-75 connector. You know, we work with you know, Mayor Gray and LFUCG on transportation projects, you know, throughout our region. But you know, as close as Nicholasville has become over the years to Lexington, you know, we're working with them every day on anything. So, you know, our police departments are working together. We're working together on transportation issues. Just anything you can imagine and think of. You know, Mayor Gray will call me at any time just to discuss, you know, issues going on, because we have common issues and common problems that we're working to solve each and every day. So, you know, that's a relationship that you know, for me was developed with Mayor Gray and has continued, or Mayor Newberry and has continued with Mayor Gray. But the I-75 connector from Jessamine County to basically Richmond, it's going to the Boonesboro exit, and that's a big project. That's a big regional project. It actually doesn't go through Fayette County. Originally, we had looked at that, but that was not going to happen, so we are taking it to Richmond. But that's a big transportation project that's, you know, impacts Lexington, too, and the traffic problems coming through Lexington may alleviate that.
Yeah, we talk about Nicholasville Road, and you see development after development, mm-hmm. the commercial mm-hmm. creep out of Lexington right up to the bypass and beyond.
Right.
And so, yeah, I can see where
it's that. Something we're doing right now, and we're working with the transportation department right now, is the Nicholasville Road, the continuation of the Nicholasville Road. I guess you can say it's a traffic problem, we all know, into Nicholasville and Jessamine County, and we have are putting together a 27 access study that is going to be put in place in the near future, where we're trying to keep from light after light after light, and we're putting a plan in process that the state adopts, we adopt locally, and we work together with the state and our local planning and zoning to assure that we don't have too many lights.
Economic development issues in mm-hmm. Nicholasville. Mm-hmm. Anything that you know is imminent, shall we say?
Well, I mean, I think with Lexington and our proximity to Lexington, I think Brandon Crossing has been a huge benefit to Nicholasville and Jessamine County. And I think it has grown together with, you know, Fayette County really well. And I think that Brandon Crossing development there has served well. So that's a big, big one. But, you know, we're always working with, you know, Fayette County on our economic development issues. And, you know, what's good for Nicholasville is good for Lexington. What's good for Winchester is good for Nicholasville. What's good for our region is good for our region, and that's the mindset that we all have to have to be successful. And, you know, I hope that Richmond gets, you know, all the jobs that they can get, and I hope that Winchester does, and Versailles, and Nicholasville, and Lexington, and when somebody is fortunate enough to bring a lot of jobs into their community, the only thing it's going to do is benefit our community. So it benefits all of us as a region. If one of us is doing good, we're all going to do good.
What's going to be happening in Nicholasville over the summer?
Hot and happening in Nicholasville over the summer. Well, we just had our Wine and Vine Fest, and I think that that festival has really grown. It's been a good thing for you know, Nicholasville, our region, our wine growers. You know, the summer, it kind of calms down. You know, the kids are out of school. People are on vacation. They're doing their own thing, but you know it trends back the other way when the kids go back to school. Action starts happening. So we're doing well. The city of Nicholasville is doing well. Jessamine County is doing well, and you know, we're going to continue moving forward in a positive direction. And I'm looking forward to the next 2.5 years. So,
Mayor Russ Meyer, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.